Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Jay Jackson. He's the CEO of Abacus Global Management. Jay, very good to speak with you. Abacus has reported its 10th consecutive quarter of earnings growth, revenue up 124% year over year, adjusted net income growth of 60%. You've also announced your first ever dividend. What were the key drivers behind this third quarter momentum, and how sustainable do you see this growth going through 2026?
Sure. And, you know, those key drivers are very similar to the drivers that we've been able to maintain for the last, not just 20 years, but the last 10 consecutive quarters since we've been a public company. I think what's interesting too, is that within the last 10 consecutive quarters, you know, we've had six of those quarters were greater than 30% beats. Like that really shows that, yes, we had a great quarter, but it's not an outlier. These are the same consistent things that we've been doing for them, not just the last 3 years as a public company, but also the last 20. And those key drivers are driven by, you know, a couple of things. One, we're an active management company in the sense that we were able to monetize contracts and policies on our balance sheet, resell those at what we deem to be pretty exceptional margins. And we reported that margin at nearly 37%. So, you know, that was a key driver as you start to think about the earnings. But in addition to that, we're raising excess capital. And there's a ton of interest institutionally from banks and other private credit funds and other types of institutions that want to invest in uncorrelated yield in this market. And the underlying asset itself has an uncorrelated yield component that investors are starting to clamor for as they're seeing volatility come into the market. And so because of that excess investor interest, Abacus has raised nearly $500 million this year in new capital to invest. And I think that that's also a vote of confidence into not just the asset that we're investing in, but into Abacus as a business as well. And that led to our dividend. You know, our dividend, we have been evolving into a company that is paying out or earning more recurring revenue. And this quarter, we reported that effectively 15% of our revenue was all recurring. And if you look at our dividend, it was a pretty conservative dividend, but it was still a strong dividend in that it was about a little over 20% of our adjusted net income. That was a way that we could capitalize our shareholders with the excess returns that we are earning while still having significant amounts of capital to put to work and deploy at ROEs over 20. So we're in a great spot, right? We're growing year over year, as you highlighted, over 100%, 10 consecutive quarters, but we're also being great stewards of capital and also sending some of that capital back to our shareholders in the form of a dividend.
Jay, the recent acquisition of AccuQuote adds a new digital origination funnel to Abacus. How does this expand your client lifecycle coverage, and what impact do you expect it to have on policy origination and also assets acquisition volumes?
I think what's important to us is that we continue to capture the lifecycle of our client. Many clients come to us seeking to learn about what the current market value of their policy might be. However, they might have the wrong type of policy, or they might be, you know, too young, or, you know, have a lifespan that's 30 years, but they're really dissatisfied with their current insurance product. For us, it was a natural transition to be able to offer them a solution while we were speaking to them and say, hey, you might not qualify to sell your policy, and you're dissatisfied with your current insurance contract, would you be open to looking at a new type of policy that is better suited for you? And now that client who has taken the time that we've effectively paid for to have reach out to us through all of our advertising efforts, we can now capitalize and monetize that relationship into an additional product sale. Secondly, is that AccuQuote has been in this selling new policies to client holders or to policy holders over the last 30 plus years, done $150 million of premium. Like we look at that business and there are a number of contracts that they may have issued even back 20 years ago that could be an additional origination source for us. So we want to take a look at those and see if there's some opportunities just for people to better understand, maybe help them monetize the value of the current policy that was also sold to them over the last 20 or 30 years. So we're very excited about the synergies there. First and foremost, getting new contracts to people, monetizing that relationship, and secondly, seeing where we could find other additional origination sources.
You recently completed a $50 million securitized asset-backed rated note, and that marks the start of a scalable funding mechanism. How does this transaction strengthen your balance sheet And what role will securitizations play in supporting future growth?
Well, like some securitizations, ours included, the reason why companies move towards that form of asset is that for us, it was a true sale from the balance sheet. So we're recognizing the same economics that we would utilize if we were selling this to a third party or others, but it's now in a securitized format, meaning that it's in a little more competitive rate environment, more consistent, and in addition to that, very scalable. I think what it most points to is, I mean, this was fairly small round one at 50 million, but building the infrastructure and the platform around it means that it's very repeatable. And if you look at the investors who invested in this rated product in the single mid digits, right? A couple of things, right? One, it's a validation of Abacus. It's a validation of our valuation. It's a validation of the interest in the asset from insurance companies and banks. That's who invested in that. And now we can do a true sale into that product. But in addition to that, we remain as the servicer on that contract. So now we're able to effectively recognize servicing fees for the next 5 years within that securitization. Same thing happens with our other investment funds. But here, this is an optimized strategy with a lower cost of capital that's going to continue to help us drive revenue for years to come.
You recently added to the Russell 2000 and 3000 indexes. How significant is this for Abacus, and how do you plan to leverage this recognition to attract more capital and scale your asset management business?
I think it's the next step in recognition for any investor as they add to, you know, ETFs and indexes. They want to know that they have some of the best companies in there. And Abacus is now represented in the Russell 2000 and Russell 3000. What I think is even more compelling within those is that now that we're a dividend paying stock, which is going to net out depending on where our price is, but let's just say between 3.5% and 4.5% yield, that's also going to bring literally there's $500 billion of ETFs that focus on dividend paying stocks. Being a part of the Russell is important, but also being part of the Russell that's a dividend paying company, that's only 1/3 of all companies in the entire Russell 2000 pay a dividend. We're one of them. And there's less than 10% that pay a dividend greater than 4%. So it puts us in an elite class, even within the Russell 2000 and 3000, and also brings in significantly new investment from additional investors who focus on dividend paying companies. This is going to be a consistent dividend for us. Like I said, it was a conservative outcome in relationship to the size of the dividend that we did with room to grow. We expect this to be every year as we pay these dividends and we continue to grow, our shareholders will grow with us.
Jay, congratulations again on those results. I'm sure we'll be chatting to you again soon.
Thank you.
Jay Jackson, the CEO of Abacus Global Management.